Welcome to another episode in the Learn IT to Teach Project audio podcast series. Today we are speaking with Carolyn Cohen. Over the years, Carolyn has been involved in many capacities in the world of immigrant settlement and language training as a teacher, assessor, and manager. 2 years ago, she retired from the Center for Education and Training in Mississauga, a subsidiary of the Peel Board of Education. Today we are talking to Carolyn about the Framework for Post-TESOL Certificate Training Project, where the project stands, and what the project means for Ontario Link and ESL teachers. For the past 2 years, Carolyn has been the lead on the project and has worked with an expert team and a group of advisors to recommend new avenues for specialized TESOL training and accreditation. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Could you begin by telling us, what is the Framework Project?
Well, the Framework Project is an initiative to establish standards and tools for design and delivery of accredited specialized training for English as a second language instructors in Ontario. And it came about originally through a CFP that CIC had put out in Ontario for instructor training, for language training programs. The framework has consisted of multiple research projects, document development, field testing of the document, and tools and exemplars development. We also conducted orientation sessions across Ontario and have recently convened our steering committee and held our first steering committee meeting.
So where did the initiative come from? What was the reasoning behind the project?
Well, when you think about the change in the learner profile, and not only that, but the responding change in government-funded program delivery, the world of ESL looks quite different than it did a number of years ago. There are so many specialized training programs for employment-related initiatives, for occupations, for professions, and when you think about ELT, OSLT, SLTP, for example, the world of language training has really changed. And this initiative, the Framework Initiative and post-test certificate training, really allows instructors to receive training based on best practices for delivering specialized language training programs.
So how would it work? How would a Link or ESL teacher get specialized accreditation?
Well, they would look for a content area that they're interested in. And just to let you know, the TESOL Ontario website will have up-to-date information on post-test certificate training that's available. And then instructors would apply. There are, one of the standards includes eligibility for instructor participants, so they would have to look at their own profile and be sure that it meets the standard. And they would apply, they can apply to the accreditation chair of TESOL Ontario. And then they would take part in the training, which, and the training is 25 to 35 hours. And when they have completed that training, they would receive a accreditation and additional qualifications to their instructor accreditation profile.
So the Learn IT to Teach Stage 4 training fits under the accreditation framework, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, definitely. And the reason for that is that it is based on the framework standards, and it also includes eligibility for participants and for trainers and for the content of the training. The training will be 25 to 35 hours as per the framework standards. And graduates will develop skills and expertise in use of online learning tools and methodologies. Now, the other thing that differentiates post-test certificate training from other professional development is that there is an evaluative component. So instructors will have to meet the outcomes required for the training and demonstrate that they have met the outcomes before they will be accredited for that training.
Is that why Stage 4 fit the framework standards and not some of the other stages?
Yes, that's right. That's right, because that particular Stage 4 has developed a training outline, a post-test certificate training outline that meets all of the 8 standards of the training and so is eligible to be considered as an additional qualification for instructors.
This must have been a great project to work on. What was the biggest challenge?
Well, you know, it has been a wonderful project to work on, and I think one of the things that I have found the most valuable is that we have heard from so many stakeholders in the field, not just in terms of numbers, but in terms of their roles. For example, we've heard from instructors, we've heard from learners, we've heard from program administrators, we've heard from government policy representatives as well. So I guess the biggest challenge is reflecting all of the needs of the field in developing standards for instructors, trainers, and courses while ensuring quality and consistency in the expectations for post-test certificate training. So it's one of those situations where you hear many voices and have to put all of that together and come up with something that is consistent and based on best practices while addressing the needs of the field.
What do you hope will come out of the project? What do you hope the impact will be on the field?
Well, I really do hope that the impact will be that teachers are better prepared for delivering specialized language training program, which in turn will ensure greater success and outcomes for the learners who are attending and participating in these courses because they hope that they will help them in their new lives in Canada, in employment, in accreditation, and so on. And it is a process whereby if instructors are well-trained, then the learners benefit as well.
Do you think there will be an impact beyond Ontario on other regions?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask, because we have made presentations at the TESOL Canada conference in Halifax, for example, and we have had interest from other training programs in other parts of the country to possibly become accredited. We also did work with Manitoba and especially gained insight from their community of practice work that they have been very extensively involved in. And actually, NHQ CIC has asked us if we would be interested in participating in tutela.ca. So we do hope that there is a greater impact outside of Ontario as well.
Sounds like a very worthwhile project. Lots of potential positive impacts.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Carolyn.
You're welcome, and all the best with your Stage 4 training.